Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you ready to go?
All set.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Morda.
All right, guys, we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it here. My name is Eric Lorta, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib. We got a great show for you today. And if you guys want to call and ask questions, 323-870-3857. And let's go ahead and get started with it, man. Showtime pay-per-view main event, Gervonta Tank Davis versus Hector Luis Garcia. 12 rounds in the lightweight division. Gervonta Davis pounded Hector Luis Garcia from start to finish. I believe, and people are going to dispute this, but I believe Tank was in control of the fight. He was landing the harder shots. Tank got touched up a little bit here, but I don't think Garcia had that power. I really don't. I don't think Garcia had the power to shake Tank. I think that Tank would take his shots to give a shot because he knew there wasn't much trouble there. I was surprised, though, how easy Garcia was to hit him, you know. He was able to hit him easy at times, and that kind of surprised me, to be honest with you. The end of the fight came in the round eight, at the end of round eight, where Garcia would not come out for the ninth. Did he say something, Beeb, about not being able to see or something like that? I believe he said
said he couldn't see, and it was reported that he had temporary vision loss in his right eye or whatever.
That's,
I don't know if it was blurry or what happened, but
yeah,
it's kind of bizarre because he didn't get hit directly in the eye. He got hit, seemed to be, got hit on the side of the head near the temple.
Yeah, well,
so I don't know what happened.
After seeing that Monday night game with the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals and that guy getting carted off like that, any, you know, listen, man, I think we got to be of the mindset that if he said it and that's it, then that's it. There's no quitting. There's no, listen, your health has got to come first here, man. These are tough, tough sports, you know, and so many different things can happen just in a blink of an eye. So overall, B, what were your thoughts on Tank? I thought he looked good. I thought, like I said, I thought he got touched up a little bit more than I would have liked to have seen him, but I think that was just Tank putting on a show. I really do.
Yeah, I had Tank up 77-75 at the time of the stoppage. I had him edging the first round. I did give Garcia rounds two and three, and I gave him actually sixth as well, but Tank came on in seven and eight, and you could tell that Tank's shots were starting to take their toll. It was almost like Tank was lying back a little bit, trying to see what Garcia had, trying to suck him into traps. He was rolling some of the shots, but Garcia was doing some good work with his jab, and
yeah,
that's why you saw a little bit of that marking on Tank's face, and Tank is fair-skinned, so you know, he is going to bruise up easily. I don't think Tank was hurt at all in the fight, but like I said, Tank lost rounds due to inactivity because he was letting Garcia come to him. And I think it was more or less trying to collect that data, trying to see what type of trap am I going to end this fight with. I got the sense that he was always comfortable in there, knowing what was going on. There was no sense of urgency with Tank. You know, he knew that he was going to land that shot, and he knew he got a sense that basically, you know, I can hurt this guy. I'm going to get him out of there. It's not, you know, if I'm going to do it, it's when I'm going to do it. And as soon as he decided I want to step on the gas, I'm going to just, you know, push this guy over the edge a little bit, off the cliff. Once he got that sense that, you know, he made a decision to do that, it's all she wrote. And you can tell that punch really affected Garcia.
Yeah.
There's a lot of conspiracy theories going on there, like, you know, did he really have that issue with his vision? Whatever the case may be, if a guy feels like, you know, he doesn't want to continue, he doesn't have, you know, his
choice.
He doesn't need your permission.
Yeah, he doesn't need your permission,
yeah,
man. Listen, he doesn't want to continue. He's had enough. That's the name of the game, right? I mean,
yeah,
really, that's the name of the game. You know, you try to, you know, outpoint the other person, or the other person, you know, quits, gets knocked out, gets stopped, whatever. That's the name of the game. That's what you're trying to do.
We all, as human beings, regardless of who we are, obviously the bar is set so much higher for these men than it's going to be for us as regular civilians. But at the end of the day, we all have our breaking points. We're all made of flesh and bones. We all have a point where, you know, we can't go beyond in terms of pain tolerance. I mean, these guys are getting hit, you know, far harder than we'll ever dream of getting hit in our life, right? And this is with gloves on. We see the damage that can be done. And we saw the reaction that Tank got from Garcia once he hit him with that shot. Like, this guy was like, wow, what the fuck just hit me? Like, you could see it, right? And if after that he was like, fuck it, you know, what, like, could have got a headache. Anything could have happened. Sometimes you get hit that with a shot and you start getting headaches or whatever.
Whoa.
These punches, like, look at Joshua got hit with that hook by Andrew Ruiz on the temple.
He just
never recovered.
No.
He never recovered. So, you know, this guy wasn't going to go out there and try to win a moral victory just so he could say I went 12. Right. You know, he wanted to go home to his family.
I mean, this wasn't like, I mean, he said he couldn't see it. This wasn't like the Daniel Dubois thing where we were confident that he could see it.
Whoa!
You know, I mean, I'm just saying, I thought this guy was legitimately hurt, whereas,
we have,
you know,
ophthalmologist reports claiming the damage of Daniel Dubois.
Well, I know what you think you have. What you have and what you think you have are two different things, my man. All right. Question from Louis Reyes, Beans and Eric. did this fight make you think differently of a Haney Shakur fight against Tank, I guess? No, I think Shakur wipes Tank, and I think Haney wipes Tank. I don't even think those fights are competitive. I don't think they're close. Both guys will avoid that wrecking ball for 12 straight rounds and dominate for 12 straight rounds. He's not going to be able to lay that. There's no way he can lay his hands on him. No way.
The way Haney and Shakur fight, they're just so disciplined. They're gonna
they're gonna
try to control the range, and I suspect that they'll be able to. They know that, you know, Tank's that mid range guy, and if they keep him at arm's length and
fight
just
so
force him to keep reaching, I mean, he could get close, but more often than not, if he does get close, these guys are going to wrap him up. They're gonna just, like, try to potch on him from the outside. They're going to just keep pecking away at the guy. I don't think they're gonna allow Tank to get close. I think, you know, Ryan Garcia could beat Tank. I think he's bigger, he's longer, he's very underrated. I mean, I think he's a good fighter from the outside as well too. And I think he's going to, you know, have some success keeping Tank on the outside as well. And Joe Calix always says this, you know, there's got to be a reason why they've been matching up the way they've been matching up. Look at all these guys that he hasn't fought yet. He's only 29 years old, and he's got a lot of fights, and they're still slow. They're still slow playing this guy.
Yeah.
There's got to be a reason why.
They're absolutely, absolutely. You know, the Centurion asked you about Lomachenko and I guess Tank. Yeah, I think that's a good fight. I think that's a very good fight. I think
that's a winnable fight for Tank.
That's a very winnable fight for Tank.
Because of Lomachenko's size, I don't think he'll have as much success keeping Tank on the outside as these other guys, because he's not as tall and long as them. And he himself is more of a mid-range guy too. He's kind of an ambush in and out guy.
Yeah.
So Tank will have more opportunities there. These other guys are just so disciplined. You can't
get Shakur out of his game. You know, you're not going to be able to get that guy out of his game. He will do that, and he doesn't care what the crowd's thinking. He will make that the most boring fight. He will hit and run, hit and move all night long. You don't have a chance. You do not have a chance. Somebody said, what about Tank and Teofimo Lopez? I think Lopez is just too big. Even now, and I don't think Lopez is the same fighter, has not been the same fighter since that loss. He's just too big. It'll be the only
thing with Lopez is he's not as disciplined as the other two. He throws one punch at a time and he loads up. I would actually, believe it or not, favor Tank in that fight.
Wow.
Because because of how Lopez is fights right now and the one punch at a time.
You know, and everybody and their mother is telling that guy he needs to switch trainers. You need to get somebody else in there, and he's not.
I'll tell you the guys I would favor Tank against. I think Tank – I would pick Tank over Lomachenko right now. I know a lot of people would disagree.
I don't know.
And again,
I don't know. I think that's a toss-up fight.
I would pick him against Lomachenko. I would pick him against a guy like Teofimo Lopez. Who else? The Ryan Garcia fight's a 50-50 fight, but I actually think Ryan can win that fight. But
Ryan can absolutely. I'll tell you what. If he fights that fight the same way he fought last night, Ryan will beat him.
Yeah, I think Ryan can beat
him. He's got to have a little bit control, a little bit better control of that fight when he fights Garcia.
Yeah, yeah. And everyone thinks that fight is a given, but Tank is going. I found out Tank's going back to court in February.
Oh.
And he, you know, the plea deal was rejected. They are going to push for jail time.
They want jail time. After, yeah.
Yeah. After reading some of these violations that Tank's being charged with, and the fact that the woman, I don't know if I told you this last week, but the woman suffered blunt force trauma injury to her abdomen, and she had to get her gallbladder removed. That's how bad she was hurt.
Wow.
And then her knee was seriously injured, and she's going to therapy. You know, hit and run and causing a serious injury, right? Jail time. It could be felony. Some of these charges are criminal charges, and the fact that they rejected this plea deal means they're going to go for jail time. So this whole thing about this Ryan Garcia fight being set for April 15th, here's the thing. This is like that movie friggin' Penitentiary where we have Ving Rhames fighting Wesley Snipes. This fight happens. It's going to have to be in jail.
You're going to do it in jail, baby.
You're going to have to be in jail just like Wesley Snipes versus Ving Rhames. When Ving Rhames was the heavyweight champion of the world and he got locked up, similar to kind of like the Tyson situation. That's what's going to happen. They're going to have to fight this fight in jail. Tank's going away. Tank's going to jail.
I always thought Ving Rhames
should
have won that
fight.
I thought Ving Rhames should have won that fight. It made sense for him to win. He was a champion. He was a champion. He had better trainers, better everything, and he comes in against Wesley Snipes, who's only boxing in prison. I'm just saying. I'm going down that rabbit hole.
There was actually another movie called Penitentiary as well.
Do you remember that? What was his name? Leon.
Too Sweet.
Too Sweet. That's it.
I got that movie confused with Undisputed. But yeah, Undisputed with Ving Rhames. Ving Rhames versus Wesley Snipes. That's how the fight. That's going to have to be. It's going to have to be like that movie Undisputed. They're going to have to do it in prison.
Do you remember
Tank's going away?
What was that? It was Penitentiary 2 or something like that, where he was fighting that one dude.
Yeah, there was a couple of them.
That baby on the ground or whatever. He was like, we're taking
horrible.
Pictures.
Horrible, man.
That was the greatest movie ever.
But yeah, they're saying that they're going to put this fight together April 15th. They don't even have a place. Like, who are they talking to? Like, the whole thing with Fury and Usyk. They have people in the Middle East actually bidding for the fight. Who's putting up money to pay a site fee for this fight April 15th put up money when they don't even know if Tank's gonna what's gonna happen after Tank goes to court in February.
Well, what's they gonna do?
Here's
what I'm thinking they're gonna do. Number one, they're probably gonna ask for a continuance and try to get this thing going until after that fight, and then
the original date was December 12th, and then
they continued to February. I wonder if
they may be able to get one more continuance,
maybe,
but I don't know, man.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Because what they're going to try to do is get this fight in. You know what I mean? And, I tell you what, with all those problems and everything, how much are they going to be able to keep Tank, given the fact that he's going to go through a trial and everything like that? I mean, the trial should last, 1 or 2 weeks, but – still,
they're saying the trial can last a couple of days. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, I would think. I mean, they've got all the evidence and all the other stuff. Everything's lined up, so they should be ready to go.
You could be right. They may try to do another continuance, so we can get this fight in. But I don't know, man.
That would be the best. That would be the easiest thing for them to try to do. If I'm Tank's people, I mean, that's the first thing I'm going for is that. And then the other thing is, if he gets convicted, can we do this after? You know, can we plea that, you know, put that into the plea or something like that, that we do this after? So
that
he can fight.
That is not out of the realm of possibility.
That
is not out of the realm of possibility.
They'll say, well, he has to make a living, blah, 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 and they'll use that excuse. And I think it worked for Mayweather because he was – that was the Cotto fight, wasn't it? That he was able to go there and then go to jail, do his time afterwards.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a precedent for this. Where is the trial at? Is it in Baltimore?
In Baltimore. Not in Vegas.
Yeah,
so,
it's.
I'm gonna tell you, man. He's going. He's going. Remember that movie, Good Will Hunting?
Yeah.
Remember when Will, when he's in the court, he's trying to bullshit his way out of it.
Yeah.
He goes,
right?
Son, you used this one on us last month. You're going in. You're going in. The judge is gonna be like, Tank, you're going in. He's going to jail, man.
I think he is too.
They're gonna try what you're doing. What you're saying. They're gonna try to do what you're saying.
Sure.
But it's not. I don't think it's gonna work.
Yeah. And then so the thing is, it's in February, right? The trial's in February.
It's in February.
The fight's supposed to be in March or April. I'm sorry.
April. Yeah.
It's supposed to be mid-April. Like,
so here's the thing.
How is he gonna train? How is he gonna? There's too much in there right now.
And then he's gonna take this week off, right? And then if he was to fight April 15th, that's like 9 weeks away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much 9 weeks away, right? So he's gonna take this week off and just go right back into camp. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, it's a tough thing to do. That's a tough thing to do. Centurion said he needs Johnny Depp's lawyer. I wouldn't mind Johnny Depp's lawyer. He's all right. She did a good job. I'll tell you that. Let's see here. All right, let's talk about the co-main here. Wasn't it during the main event before we move on? During the main event when I guess there was a big fight in the in the crowd?
Yeah, Meek Mill was
concerning Meek Mill. Apparently, that's some rapper dude, and then
the Russell brothers,
Gary Russell Jr. How ironic is it? Gary Russell wants to get into a fight, but he doesn't want to fight in the ring. He doesn't want to fight anytime soon. He wants to fight Meek Mill, this rapper.
Yeah.
Do you know that guy? Is he, like, pretty popular?
He's pretty popular. He's kind of like an underground guy. He's not crazy mainstream, but he's popular. You know?
Yeah.
He's sold a lot of stuff on the, like, internet there, you know, a bit. The internet's made it possible for a lot of these musicians to make some decent money.
Yeah.
Even if they don't get like a lot of radio play, because he's kind of like an underground rapper. A lot of the stuff that he does wouldn't get played on radio. Maybe too a little bit too hard for radio. But
right.
Yeah, he's a lot of people. He had like a beef with Drake, and I guess Drake. A lot of people think Drake won the battle.
Would they fight or something?
No, they like go back and forth with diss tracks. Like this track records, you know how it is.
Come on, son. They go back and forth with diss tracks. Stop it.
Yeah,
stop it. All right, let's talk about Jerron Ennis and Karen Chikadzian. All right, so Boots Ennis wins an easy unanimous decision, 120 to 108, three times across the board. It was like a sparring session. I'm not going to say Boots was unimpressive because you can't really say he's unimpressive when he won every round easy. Chikadzian was tough, but just lacked the skills, man. This was a complete mismatch. I was surprised that Boots wasn't able to put him away, but like you said, it was more like a sparring session than anything else. I mean, what was your, you know, Boots is on here on a pay-per-view on the co-main, right? He's on there on a co-main. So I don't understand why you don't go out there, put your best foot forward, and try to get this guy out of there. Put on a show. It looked like he was in a sparring session, and he was happy. It looked like he was happy to go that distance, you know. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, he fought the whole fight southpaw. He seemed like he was almost toying with this guy, trying different things. I know they said –
during the broadcast. You said he was going to try to go to the body more. I just think that he didn't show a sense of urgency in this fight. I thought he was lying back a lot. I thought he was trying to, you know, do a lot of different things in here. And I don't think he really made a concerted effort to get this guy out of there. I do think he wanted to go rounds. And I never like when someone says, I want to get rounds in. I was just in there trying new things.
This is the wrong day to get rounds in.
First of all, as we talked about, you know, you're in a pay-per-view. You're trying to make a good impression to people who bought the pay-per-view. And you want to make a statement. And obviously he didn't make a statement. He was in there just to get work in. I got the sense that he approached this fight like, I'm just trying to get rounds in. I'm trying to do different things. You know, I'm just trying to, sharpen up some of my other abilities. And I don't think he fought this fight like he would if he was to fight a guy like Terrence Crawford or Errol Spence. He couldn't take this type of approach. It wouldn't work. But again, when you get in that mindset that you can do that, it's just not a good way to be, because anything can happen in there, number one. And number two, like I said, it's a bad look for the fans, because the fans have to sit there and watch you go through a sparring session, and no one wants to pay $75 for that, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, nobody does.
So at the end of the day, did this hurt or help him? It's kind of like a stalemate here. It didn't really hurt him.
I don't think it really helped him, put it that way. I mean,
yeah,
nobody's – I'll tell you right now, nobody's going to their team. No casual fan that saw Boots fight last night is saying, I can't wait to see that guy again. Not one person. You know what I mean? I mean, we know him, but like the casual fans that drive pay-per-views and everything, they're going to look at this fight and they're going to look right past it and, you know, think about Gervonta Davis. They're not even going to remember Boots' name after this. And that's what he didn't want to happen. So after the fight, Boots called out Errol Spence. Guys, listen, man, that fight ain't happening anytime soon. Spence versus Crawford ain't happening anytime soon. Spence ain't fighting anytime soon. I heard he had some more problems from that accident that he had just recently where, like I said, driver ran into him or whatever. And it looks to me like he probably ain't coming back till summer. So what is Crawford going to do? Sit around till June?
Well, here's what happened. So I guess Virgil Ortiz was supposed to fight Stanionis, but Stanionis got hurt.
Got an appendectomy. He had like an emergency appendectomy or whatever. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. So
pushed it back.
I wouldn't be surprised if Crawford fought Virgil Ortiz. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
That's a good fight.
That's a great
fight. What about Crawford versus Boots?
That could happen too.
Look, man, I mean, Boots doesn't have a promoter. Boots doesn't have whatever. He can slide into the PBC. They can make this fight happen easy. You know, and that's a good fight.
Stanionis is kind of like a PBC guy. So Cool Boy Curry made a good point in the chat. I mean, I can see Stanionis.
I mean, I agree. But yeah, I mean, even like if he went to the PBC, he's still not getting those fights.
No.
You know what I mean? Which I don't understand. Nobody fights anybody over there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The big upset last night was Rashidi Ellis versus Roman Villa. 12 rounds welterweights. Villa beat Ellis by the majority decision, 113-113, a draw, and then 114-112 twice. It was Ellis' first loss. Villa was a 7-1. Villa was a 7-1 underdog. Also knocked him down. Was he knock him down twice in the 12th?
Yes. Yes, he hurt him bad in the 12th.
Yeah. So, how about that? So that was the only upset on the card. I mean, we had everything else. Demetrius Andrade versus Damon Nicholson. Andrade won unanimous decision, 100-88. Andrade was able to drop Nicholson twice in the fight. I don't know. Andrade wasn't able to finish him. Andrade wants to fight. I guess he called out Jamal Charlo, one of the Charlo guys. Where's he going? Where is he? This is the biggest man.
Here's the thing, man. He just has a style, in my opinion, and I think a lot of people agree with me on this because obviously he's never really crossed over.
Yeah,
he's got a really hard style to like and watch. He's just very sloppy,
not very crowd pleasing.
Yeah, he doesn't have a very crowd pleasing style, and he doesn't want to fight certain guys, and he has this like every time you ask him, well, what do you got to do to fight this guy? Well, what should I have to do? You know, what do you mean? What do I have to do? I mean, why don't you ask these other guys what they have to do to get these fights? And it's like, bro, first of all, you've never really got that big push. You're not well known, right? I mean, you probably made some decent money, but whatever you're doing, you never really got to that point where a fighter wants to be someone who has your talent level, right? So obviously you got to do something. You know, you've never had that marquee fight yet, and you know you're well in, you know, you're turning the corner right now. You're like pushing 35, right? You're getting up there, so you know you got to make these big fights. You know, you got to go. You're the one that's got to take the initiative. You can't just worry about resting on your laurels and just hoping something. These fights are going to just drop on your lap.
He's got no laurels to rest on. I mean, think about it. Who have you fought? You haven't fought anybody.
I mean, who's the biggest name on this guy's resume? Like,
you're looking for the big fight, man. Go get the big fight.
You know, the onus is on you now. You didn't want to fight friggin' Janovic, right? You pulled out of that fight. You had that fight scheduled.
That was a winnable fight. He should have fought that guy.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't fight that guy.
He would have beat that guy.
So now you're up at 168. And now you're talking about fighting a guy like Charlo. So if Charlo doesn't fight you, so what are you going to do? You're gonna fight Caleb. You're gonna fight the winner of Caleb Plant versus David Benavidez. I asked him last year about David Benavidez, and he's like, "Well, I don't know if I want that fight. Money's got to be right." Blah, 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 blah. He just didn't seem very enthusiastic about fighting David Benavidez.
There's no way he wants to fight that guy.
You know, and there's a guy like Dave. You know, there's another guy over in PBC. David Morrell. He ain't gonna fight that guy. Like, all these guys, I asked him if he wanted to fight. He showed no interest. Then I said, hey, do you want to go fight? Like, would you fight Murata over in Japan? Oh, why should I have to go over to Japan? Why? We could do that in Providence in the Dunkin' Donuts Center.
And meanwhile, Triple G went over there.
And he went over there in front of 60,000 people.
Demolished that guy.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't matter. He could have went over there and demolished that guy.
It's almost like this guy like just self-sabotages his career.
That's what he overvalues himself. He overvalues his worth. Cool Boy Curry in the chat, he said Andre is in that Rego boat. He's right. He's 100% in that Rego boat.
Yeah, he just doesn't look I don't know. I don't enjoy watching him fight. He's very sloppy. He's just like, I don't know, he's like all over the place, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not his talent's leaving. He's not sharp, he's not as sharp as he should be. And he's going to have trouble in a big fight when somebody actually makes him fight.
Yeah. I don't think he beats Caleb Plant. I don't think he beats David Benavidez. I don't think he beats David Morrell. I don't think he beats any of those guys. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, I don't know that he does.
I don't think he beats any of those guys.
So about Brandon Lee versus Diego Gonzalo Luque. Lee wins via fourth round KO. Not much here. I mean, it was a typical Lee performance. Brandon Lee, and I like him. Brandon Lee is now 27-0 with 23 knockouts. When are we going to see him with a guy with a pulse? All right. When are we going to see him in there with somebody of any kind of substance, any kind of name? Now he says, I want the top 15. I know he said after the fight he wants anybody in the top 15. Listen, fight anybody in the top 30, okay? Because right now, 27 wins is the time you should be climbing. They should be moving this guy along. This is where Top Rank gets it right and most everybody else gets it wrong, because they move their guys up. They do step their guys up. And I don't get the fact that, Brandon Lee does not look like he's being stepped up. No names.
They slow play all these guys. And, a lot of these pay-per-views, as evidenced last night, they're just uneventful fights that no one really cares about. They have no significance to them. So, yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. Like, if we do get the Plant Benavidez fight, that's a very good fight.
It's a good fight.
A fight that I'd be looking forward to. Wilder versus Ruiz, another decent fight. Okay, I have no problem with that. But what else are they going to put together over there? You're not going to get Spence Crawford, right?
Okay, Charlo versus Tim Tszyu. That's not a bad fight either. So
I think that's a pretty good fight, actually.
That's a pretty good fight.
I think that's
a
good fight, man.
I don't have a problem with that. But now Inouye's moving up to 122. Stephen Fulton's like, he doesn't want any part of him. Like he's, no. he's like saying, why should I fight this guy? Blah, 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 blah.
He crushes Stephen Fulton.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, I don't know, man. I mean, there's really nothing to look forward to over on this BBC side.
No.
Side of the,
nobody's fighting anybody. They got all the fighters in the world. Nobody's fighting anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody who tells you, who tries to tell me that Tank fight was competitive last night as far as, yeah, I'd like to see that again, or yeah, that was the fight I wanted to see Tank in, stop it. Just stop.
Well, again, all you got to do is look at the odds.
Minus, what was he, minus 1,000 or minus 1,200?
Minus 1,500.
Ridiculous.
All you got to do is look at the odds in Tank's last six fights. When you're a minus 1,500, you're a minus 1,000, you're a minus 2,000. I mean, and then you got his trainer Calvin Ford. I mean, bless his heart. I know he's been with Tank since Tank was a child. I get it. You love the guy, no problem. You're gonna ride for your guy, but then you're gonna sit there at a press conference and say, "Oh, when are we gonna get our respect?" I'll tell you when you're gonna get your respect. When you fight a Lomachenko, when you fight a Devin Haney, when you fight a William Zepeda,
somebody.
when you fight a friggin' Shakur Stevenson, when you fight a Teofimo Lopez, when you fight a Regis Prograde, okay, that's when you're going to get your respect. You're not going to get your respect with fighting a Hector Garcia. I'm sorry, there's a guy moving up from 130, right? Good fighter, but again, you're a minus 1,500. When you fight a guy where you're not a friggin' minus. When you're not more than a minus 200, then we'll give you some respect. You're fighting guys in double digits, or you're a double digit favorite against, right?
Yeah.
So again, what do you expect? This criticism is warranted.
Absolutely.
You want to make these cool $1 million, $2 million paydays or whatever you're getting. That's fine, but people are going to call it for what it is. We're not going to say fans are not going to tell you that a fight is good. Fans are not going to be impressed when you just beat a guy who's coming up from 130, right, who you're a minus 1,500 against.
Yeah.
That's the thing, man.
Doesn't work that
way.
That's
the thing. Doesn't work that way.
MEZ Box says, crushes Fulton. How's that? Naoya Inoue runs straight through Fulton. All right. And I like Fulton, but he gets run over.
Yeah, I would
think
over Fulton.
I mean, yeah, no way. Centurion asks, what do I think of Charlo versus Crawford at 154?
Won't happen.
I don't think it'll happen. If it did happen, I like Charlo, or I like Crawford, excuse me. I like Crawford at 154. That's what he should do. He should move up and try to make that fight.
But in my opinion, this is what I think is going to happen. Errol Spence is going to go to 154. Jermell Charlo is going to go to 160. Jamal Charlo is going to go to 168. And they're just going to all move up. And so they don't, you know, that's what they're going to do. I wouldn't be surprised if, Jermell moves up.
I don't think 168 is good. I don't think that's good for Charlo.
He's been talking about fighting Andre, and that fight's been thrown out there. That him and Benavidez has been throwing out there, him and Plant has thrown out there. So we'll see what happens. You know?
Yeah. It's crazy, man. Like I said, it's just lots of fights. You know, lots of fights are there. They're just not making it happen. You know. Jason said, best card of the decade, hands down. Shut up.
No, but he streamed it. This is a guy.
Oh, did he really? He didn't buy it?
Yeah, he's on his mother's cell phone plan. He doesn't even pay a cell phone bill. This guy. He's on the family plan with his mom, and he streams every fight. And he sits there and defends Tank.
Right.
Remember that movie, The Godfather?
Yes.
When the Godfather is in the room with that senator and they're talking about working, like doing a backdoor deal, and the guy like insults Michael, and he goes, "Senator, listen. We're both part of the same hypocrisy. I'm part of the same hypocrisy like Michael. I don't even like Tank, and I bought his pay-per-view. And this guy worships Tank, and he streamed the fight. How does that even make sense? In what world does that even make sense? This guy is on his mother's cell phone family plan, right? All you gotta do is do a reverse phone lookup. His phone number is not even under his own name. It's under his mother's name, right? It's under his mother's name. And this guy's streaming. He's never bought a pay per view in his life, right? But he's caping for these guys. He's the biggest fraud that this world has ever created.
Yeah, I couldn't.
I feel bad for him.
I couldn't put down $75 for that fight last night. I just couldn't do it. And I love boxing, man.
I did it.
Yeah.
I am the biggest hypocrite of all time.
You need to get a 12-step program. We need to have like an intervention or a confrontation, whatever they're calling it these days. I'm just saying, you need help.
There's not a bigger loser in this world than me.
What's the matter with you?
I'm buying these pay-per-views.
It's a B, my dog.
I'm buying these.
To hit up high, baby. All right. Friend of the show, Vito Melnecki versus Omar Rosales. Melnecki stops Rosales in the fourth round. You know, it is what it is. There you go. All right, let's go to the phones real quick. Let me get, I believe it's Adrian on from the chat from Dallas. 214, you're live.
What's up, guys? This is The Inevitable.
Hey, what's happening, man?
D-Block, D-Town, D-City, D-Ville, Baltimore, you got problems. What's up, guys? Man, I love your show.
I'm the king of Baltimore, by the way. Just so you guys know, I am now the king of Baltimore.
Eric goes to Baltimore. He don't even have to check in.
I don't even.
Eric can go to Baltimore. He don't even have to check in, man. Most people go to Baltimore.
I'll tell you this. Whoever wins next week's game, whether it's the Bengals, whether it's Baltimore, the bottom line, I win. I'm the king of both towns. It's the way it works.
That's cool. I'm from Dallas. I'm from D-Town. And when we talk about
D-Town, they've been doing pretty well, too.
Yeah, here we go.
They're doing pretty well, man.
All
right, let's go.
This is what I've told everybody, okay? And everybody I'm talking about, like, you know, other talk shows where they don't want to hear the shit. They don't want to hear the truth. I'll tell you the truth. The truth is Tank Davis has been exposed so many times by all these, he beat Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz was hitting him. He didn't have power, Santa Cruz. I mean, you got a type of fighter that Tank Davis is that now the more fights that you get exposed, the more you're going to get exposed as a fighter. I saw Hector last night hit him so many times and so many the way his pedigree was. He's an Olympic style fighter, right? But he didn't have the pop. He came up from 130. They grabbed the guy from 130, right? Well, he could still go down there and defend his championship. I respect that, okay? And people are going to be your hypocrite, but Canelo did, you know. But the difference is Canelo has proven his greatness, right? Hector hasn't. He fought Combs or whatever the hell is in the Colbert. He was an upcoming guy, you know what I mean? So the thing is they're saying that Tank Davis is the cash cow. How can you be the cash cow when you only made a guaranteed of $1.5 million, right? But the PBC that you say that you love and Benavidez loves and all these fighters that love them so much, Al Heyman, Alvarez, to go in there, take the title, and get a guaranteed $40 million plus pay-per-view and attendance. And that contract, dude, Tank Davis, I bet you Tank Davis didn't even get so much money out of that, out of the seat. $1.5 million, you're the cash cow. You're fighting these last bums for the last five fights, and you get exposed. If you fight against Lomachenko, which is a great two-time gold Olympic medalist and has been there with the tough guys, okay, from his second fight when he fought, and he fought for a title, he lost. But the third fight, he fought Gary Russell Jr., and he won, okay? Tank Davis is a hype job, a Broner 2.0. And his coach defends him? Look, man. Once Tank Davis loses to Shakur Stevenson or Devin Haney, guess who's going to get out? What happened to Wilder with Fury? He's going to throw away Ford and he's going to get another training. You know what I mean? That's just the business. So that's all I want to say, man, that Tank Davis has been exposed too much. Shakur Stevenson will go in there, beat him. Devin Haney will go in there, a bigger guy, stronger guy, will beat him. It doesn't take for you to knock him out. Floyd Mayweather wasn't knocking everybody out at the end of the day. He was using his skills. Skills pay the bills. Tank Davis is a one-hand pony, man. That's all I got to say. He counters now. Have you noticed that when he's trying to, like, possum you in? I don't know if you guys have seen him. What do y'all think about that, guys?
I don't think he's a one-trick pony. I really don't, because I think he can box. I think he got touched up a little bit last night, but he tends to get touched up in his fights. But I think they're guys with less power, like you alluded to, like Santa Cruz and that kind of thing. I think he'll walk through. I think he'll trade punches with those guys. I'm going to be interested to see what he does against Garcia, though. I think it'll be interesting. I do like Tank in that fight, but I think it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. I think you'll see a more cautious Tank in there, a more sharper Tank.
I think Tank's defense is underrated. It was mentioned last night during the broadcast. He does roll a lot of shots. He does slip a lot of shots. He doesn't catch these shots flush, and he's an excellent counterpuncher, and he's really explosive, and he's got phenomenal punch placement. I think Tank is a really good fighter, but there's got to be something that they're concerned about, why they won't step him up. Someone in that team is not 100%. They're not 100% confident in this guy. You know,
they've seen something in the gym. They've seen something in the gym.
I mean, this guy's 28 years old, man, and they are just basically giving him guys who are tailor-made for him.
Well, and we talk about that. We talk about also too the Brandon Lee situation, where that guy's 27-0, and he hasn't fought anybody close to what you can call competition.
And then we saw a guy we saw Ellis lose last night, right?
Yeah.
And there was a lot of hype behind this guy. But once again, when you don't step a guy up incrementally, he gets stuck in one gear and they don't improve, right? Like Eric made a great point. Top rank is how to build these guys. Go ahead. Can I say something about that fight last night? Absolutely.
Ellis, last night I was right there with my brothers. And the weight, because you always see a boxing match, just like with Tyson Fury and Wilder, you know, like I saw and I called it. The second fight, I said, Fury's going to knock him out. And everybody's like, what are you talking about, bro? Like, look, man, I'm going to tell you. Fury knows how to box. Wilder just goes in there with one thing in his mind. You can't go in there in a boxing match and thinking that you're going to go in there and just knock everybody out. Yes, you've done it, but they're giving you cherry picks. Let's be honest with that, man. He never wanted to fight Vladimir Klitschko. You know, he never did. Even his own promoter said he wasn't ready. He was a baby. So when I saw Ellis last night, when he finally got away from Golden Boy, and I think Golden Boy was like, okay, see you later, Felicia. You know what I mean? Bye. You could see from the beginning of the fight how he was throwing his jabs real quick. He looked tight, man. And the other guy, and by the sixth round, I told my brother, look, man, he's not even hurting the other guy. Yes, he's hitting him, but the other guy kind of fought a little bit like Chino Maidana, just like what Chino did to Broner, except he didn't knock him out in the first couple of rounds. You hit the body. What do you do when a guy's fast like that? You hit the body to slow him down. And I knew it. I said, dude, he's going to knock him the fuck out. He's going to win the fight. He didn't knock him the fuck out, but he knocked him twice. And I said, he's going to win the fight. Nobody believed me. Boom. Believer. Right there. But the guy that let me down was Ellis last night. He was supposed to go in there and knock out this guy from Ukraine, and he really let me down, man. I don't know if these PBC fighters are thinking that they're untouchable or like they're just, you know, they are boxing. No, you're not. There's other boxers and other, like ESPN has a hell of a, they got great fighters. The Zone has great fighters. Have y'all noticed that every time PBC fighters go to another side, the majority of the time they lose?
Yeah. Yeah. Because they don't get the kick love treatment when they switch sides.
They move them up. It's baptism by fire.
Yeah.
Oh. That's what Oscar used to
all
do.
All right, my man, we are going to get running.
Okay, yeah.
I appreciate
you,
the call.
Appreciate you,
thank
man.
You so
right.
much, man.
Yep.
D-Town. I've never heard Dallas called D-Town before. I've heard Houston called H-Town. D-Town is usually Detroit. I always call Detroit D-Town, but it's Dallas. Why not?
That's how they roll down there.
That's how they're – you got a flat there, too.
I dip in and out when I go down. I mean, you know, you're how I roll.
I do. Ringside Robert 530, you're live.
Hello,
Robert,
guys.
Did you buy the pay-per-view?
I told you last week.
He's already in on you.
He's
already in on you, man.
Did you watch the fight?
No, I did not. I told you I wasn't going to support.
Did you see any highlights of the fight?
Yes, I saw highlights, but I did not watch the fight. No.
All right. Because I was just about to go in on you, because I was gonna say, what do you want to talk about? What your favorite ice cream flavor is, or whatever?
I've got several, prepared for this phone call. I've got several things to talk about, even though I didn't watch the fight. I'm going to reiterate what I said last week. If I'm Joe Goosen and Golden Boy and working with Ryan Garcia, I make an alternate plan. I don't wait for Tank Davis because I don't think Tank, number one, I don't think there's going to be a second continuance. I think the judge is going to move this case forward, and I think Tank is going away. If I'm Ryan, I find somebody else to fight. You can't wait on Tank. Because he's going to be going away.
You don't think they'll do the fight in jail, Robbie, like that movie Undisputed? You don't think they're going to like do it like that movie Undisputed? They're not going to do the fight in jail?
Well, Joe, I don't know if you remember the old NBC days when NBC used to have fights in the 70s and 80s. They used to do fights from Rahway State Prison in New Jersey. Remember that?
I remember that. They sure did.
Yeah. They did do that, yeah.
That's
right.
I forgot all about that.
If you sincerely want Ryan Garcia to fight Tank Davis, you're going to have to fight him in a jail, and that's how they're going to have to do it. Otherwise, if I'm Golden Boy and Joe Goosen and people working with Garcia, I try to make alternative plans, man, because you can't wait on this dude. And unfortunately,
you think
Joe,
Jason's going to visit Tank in jail, Robert? Do you think Jason's going to visit Tank in jail?
I think he would love to visit Tank in jail. And Joe, unfortunately, I think you're right. I think the PBC plan now is to have everybody avoid everybody. I think Spence will move up to 154, and I think the Charlos will move up divisions, and I don't think you'll ever see anybody fight anybody. And remember when they first came out, they made this big deal about we're going to put on all kinds of fights and they're going to be free. And now they're so desperate for money, everything is on pay-per-view over there.
Yeah.
I mean,
let me jump in here real quick, Robert. Let me jump in here real quick. Reese McAdams. He said, is it possible they can have Tank pay for medical bills, property damages, fines, blah, 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 to avoid jail time? I think they already tried to plea that out. That ain't happening, son.
Yeah,
he's going to do all of that on top of, because didn't he – he's. I
not
think
yet.
He's the only one that dropped on civil suit, it's right?
Time.
That did not drop the civil suit?
The other people involved in that accident, they took money.
Right.
But here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. The judge said after hearing her testimony, the judge would not accept the plea. This woman had to get her gallbladder removed because of the damage that she suffered to her abdomen. That's how much, you know how rare that is to get your gallbladder removed because of blunt force trauma to your abdomen. You'd have to be something really bad happened to you for that to happen.
And
so,
remember one important thing, guys. When this case was first pleaded, that was a different district attorney. Baltimore County has a new DA now who's tougher on crime, and they've already indicated Tank is not going to get no soft deals.
Yeah, he's going in, man. He's going in.
I have a feeling he might do some time out of this. Now, the only thing is... You got to figure out whether that fight's going to take place in the sense of, will it take place, will they be able to get that fight off in April? A lot of money going on with that, but I don't know, man. This is a big one. He will, I believe he will see time out of this.
Eric, I don't
And Robert, you know what else?
Go ahead.
Robert, you know what the worst thing about it is? He's never apologized and said, my heart goes out to that woman. He never made a public apology.
I don't know that he can, though, but in fairness, though, I don't know that he can.
Right.
I think if he did that, that would be like an admission of guilt or something like that. I don't think he can say anything publicly. My guess is his attorney said, shut up and don't say a word.
Exactly.
That's my guess. Especially when you're going through something like this, that's the first thing you do. You never want your client talking. You want him to shut up. You don't want him talking to media. The only one who talks is his lawyer. That's it.
And it's funny, too, because they met, like, Brian Custer and people during the Showtime pay-per-view last night. They talked about the domestic violence situation. but they did not bring up this hit and run thing. So you could be right, Eric. Maybe it's hush hush because of the lawyers right now.
You don't want to. While they can talk about the domestic violence case, because that, you know, that girl changed her story or whatever, and it fell on him. It's something good, you know. It didn't really paint him in a bad light after that because she lied and blah blah blah. This one does paint him in a bad light.
Yeah.
You know.
This one's bad.
Yeah.
No, I firmly believe, guys, that this fight is not taking place in April, and that's why if I'm on the Golden Boy side, if I'm Ryan Garcia, if I'm Joe Goosen, if I'm people involved with that, I make alternative plans. I don't think this fight takes place in April. I think he's going to jail.
He's going in, man.
Yep.
He's going in.
Wow. There you go.
There you go. Robert, let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question real quick about Brandon Lee. Now, Brandon Lee fought last night, won fourth round KO. He's 23-0 right now, or maybe he's 27-0. I don't know what he is. Yeah, he's 27-0, 23 knockouts. When are they going to step this guy up, and who would you put him against next?
Remind me of what division he's in, Eric. Is it 140?
Christ. You know, what do I got to spoon feed you everything?
No.
Are you never ready? He's a junior welterweight.
He's a junior welterweight.
And I've just answered you as a junior welterweight.
Okay. Number one, I don't know if the way PBC is doing business now, Eric, I don't know if anybody's going to move anybody up. I don't know what his deal is over there, but I would almost go somewhere else to see if I could get better fights.
What was Brandon Lee? Why do I think that Brandon Lee was with Golden Boy at one point? Was he?
I don't believe so.
He was always with PBC.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Could it be another case of they see something in the gym that they don't like, and that's why they're spoon-feeding people?
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. I mean, if this guy was a golden goose, why wouldn't he be fighting somebody?
Yeah. With PBC's business model, I'm beginning to wonder if any of their top fighters are going to get the quality fights that they deserve.
Well, I mean, you know, well, say what you want, but they're all happy. You know, they all seem to be happy. They're, you know, nobody seems to be, you know, ready to ruffle any feathers because they're not fighting anybody. You know, they all must be getting paid. I get it.
Like Earl Spence is supposed to be fighting Keith Thurman and defending his titles against Thurman. Keith Thurman has only fought, what, Mario Barrios since he's come back? I mean, and that gets you a title shot. That's a big win, though. You know?
Yeah, why not? He's a former champion. Yeah, who doesn't want to see that fight? Nobody wants to see that fight.
I don't know. In my opinion, you need to do more than beat one guy.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I would agree. All right, Robert, we're going to get moving here, man. Thank you so much.
One.
We're going to keep you on hold, all right, man?
All right.
Steve, I'm proud of you. Oh, stop. So there you go. I was just about to say I was proud of you by the way you acted and didn't act, this and that, and there you go.
I mean, this guy couldn't even buy the pay-per-view, man. What a cheap bastard.
What's the matter with you? All right, 774B, that's out in your neck of the woods. Is it Georgie? 774, you're live.
Hey, yo, what's happening, people?
Georgie from Rikers Island. What's the word?
Indirect, baby. Listen, what's going on with this tank hand, man? Every time I tune into this channel, you guys hating on somebody.
I didn't even do anything. I didn't say nothing.
Nah, talking to B. What's going on, brother?
Yeah, B. Why are you hating on everybody today, B?
I mean, I'm just the guy with an opinion, man.
New Year, same old hater.
I'm just the guy with an opinion. My opinion doesn't mean anything. Well, I am. I'm just a person. I'm just a person with an opinion online. That's all I am.
All I want to say is this. Well, I got a couple of shit to say, but the first thing is the first. Tank is a star, baby. Don't matter what anybody says. You guys may say like they don't want to buy the pay-per-view, but Tank really put the numbers out there.
Did you buy the pay-per-view last night?
Right. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Did
baby.
You really?
Of course. Baby,
all right,
Showtime.
Text me your receipt. I don't believe you.
I'm going to text you whatever you want to text. You want to put some money on it? But what you even talking about bets here when you guys don't even can put a fucking pie bet to challenge me for the fucking Ringside Reporter Championship? 2022 went undefeated. I'm on 2023. You hating on Tank. Nobody want to pick up Ryan if it is such a good fight.
Wow.
What's good?
Oh, that's
cricket.
Now you're dropping
cricket,
challenges,
ladies and gentlemen, and still undefeated in 2023. Call me now. Listen.
I think Tank. We stripped him of the title, didn't we, Beeb?
Shut
yeah,
the fuck
him.
Up.
Yeah,
listen,
we stripped him.
Tank.
Stripped
yo,
him.
Harry,
he hasn't
Tank.
Called in
Tank.
In about 72
right.
fucking months.
You can't just sit on the title.
Isn't your nigga
doesn't work that way.
You haven't called in 7 months. You haven't dropped any
something.
Challenges. You don't want to defend your title. This is problem with you. You win your title. You don't want to defend it.
I won the title. I defended it every week, and Beeb can attest to that.
Everything. Whatever, man. Listen, I'm picking Tank. Let me know when you grow some balls on that. But, yo, let me get going with this shit.
I
listen,
sure will.
Tank represents,
yes.
Listen, Tank represents the almighty dollar, baby. Ryan Garcia, Ryan is the Oscar De La Hoya of this era. That nigga can pack a motherfucking one with these fucking little stadiums with bitches alone. Just with girls that don't know shit about boxing. You got to get, yo, put some respect. You guys want to talk about the court system? That corrupt shit? Also, all of a sudden, you're going to fucking do justice for that lady's bladder. And that fight not going to happen? Dude, that could be the biggest fight of 2023, maybe 2020. That could hold down for the biggest pay-per-view for years to come. Mark my words. And you guys talking about
we'll be in jail,
going to jail? Yo, we're talking
you
about
don't think he's
the
gonna go to jail?
Dollar. Put some respect on that.
You don't think he's
you
going to jail?
I don't know what you're talking about. That fight is happening. And I put anything on the line that fight is
okay.
happening. You guys got to stop it.
All right, here's the thing. I will do a pie bet with you that fight does not happen. That fight does not happen April 15th. You
when
do
they
that?
Seen the case? When they seen the case? On February?
Case is in February. So you want to do a pie bet that that fight does not happen April 15th? We're going to be scared.
I'm down. I'm down.
All that
I'm
shit.
Down.
Yeah,
I'm
where,
down.
Where's the title at
I'm
now?
Down.
Are you all right,
I'm
baby?
Down.
You
down?
Okay.
Here,
there it is. I'm a new
listen,
fan.
When I say I take a pie bet, I take a pie bet. I'm not Eric here. I'm the reset
what are you talking about?
Reason.
I paid up on every pie bet out there.
Are you picking Ryan? Yes or no, Eric?
No.
Cricket.
No.
I'm picking Ryan.
Are you picking Ryan?
Look at the other one. What about
I'm
you? Picking Ryan?
I'm picking
that's
Ryan.
It.
Yep.
Another
I'm picking
victim.
Ryan.
He's got power, man.
And still.
Fight's not happening, though.
Yo, I got to go. Everybody out there, it's really important to support the channel. Donate, whatever you can do. At least subscribe so we can keep growing. Got to go. See
yeah,
you next
there
week.
You go. All right. Good deal. Georgie from Rikers Island. Love it. They don't give him much telephone time, do they? There, they got they do it quick over there, man. They're not playing.
Well, at least he's got his phone. I mean, this other kid's on a family plan.
Speaking of the kid on the boy on the family plan, 706 is on the line. Let's get him in, Jason.
Because I owned you guys last time.
706, you're lying.
He's lying about me.
You know, he's talking before
he's lying about me now. Come on. You guys are lying about me.
Stop talking.
You're lying about me like fucking last time. Hey, did you guys see the governor of Maryland in the locker room last night? Did you guys see the governor of Maryland in the Tank's locker room last night? No?
No.
Showtime posted the video. I mean, you know we made a deal last night. That's what he said.
I'll tell you one person who wasn't in the locker room. I'll tell you one person who wasn't in the locker room. The prosecutor and the judge. The prosecutor and the judge.
The one that gave him the middle finger when he asked for the plea deal. They were in the front row. Dude,
so what are you
going
to do if Tank goes to jail? Will you visit him in jail? Will you visit Tank in jail?
Hey, Beeb, aren't you the same guy that said COVID was fake? Right, Beeb?
Tank,
you
know,
you
I want to wash your car.
Yeah, Beeb
was
the same
Tank,
guy that
can
said
I bring
COVID
you any gifts in jail?
But we can't trust anything that Beeb says, you know? Come on.
Are you going to do conjugal visits with Tank in jail?
Why? Have you been to jail? Like you sound like you've been there. You have some experience with that?
I know that there's a thing called conjugal visits, and I don't know if it's legal in Maryland or not, but I'm wondering if you know everything about Tank, you know.
Let me ask you a question. Was Lisa in jail?
Was Lisa in jail?
Did you buy the pay-per-view last night?
Did you buy the pay-per-view
last night? Was Lisa in jail? Like, was she one of those jail women? Did you find Lisa in jail?
Did you buy the pay-per-view last night? Did you buy the pay-per-view last night?
Dude, of course I bought the pay-per-view. What else were we going to do? Why are you guys so fucking cheap and broke? What else was there to watch? Why you guys so fucking broke? Why you guys always? Why are you guys always?
Yeah, we want to see the receipt, son.
Can I at least talk? Can I at least talk, man? If I'm going to call, can I at least talk? Why you guys? You guys have the whole show to talk. Let me at least talk.
I'm sorry, man.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Jesus.
I know you're on the limited plan.
He's only got limited talk time on his plan. It's all good.
Your mom's got you on limited minutes, so we'll let you talk.
Let me use some of these family. Let me use some of these family plan minutes at least. Come on, man. Come on. Dude, why do you guys always go out of your way to smear black fighters like this? Like, because Viva's living in a one-bedroom apartment, is he mad that Tank has, like, a $10 million mansion in Florida? Like, does that make
Viva like angry? I got nothing. You're right.
You live in a one-bedroom apartment. You're, like, talking about billionaires like Tank and Viva. Why are you mad about people that are more successful than you? Like, why are you so fucking mad? You guys need to leave that one-bedroom apartment.
Because I'm on food stamps.
Fresh air, you fucking loser.
Because I'm on, because I'm on food stamps.
Get some fresh air, you fucking loser.
I'm mad
because
I'm on food stamps.
Go outside of that one bedroom apartment and get some fucking fresh air. Stop hating on fucking successful kids like that.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Jesus Christ.
Jason's got to come
out of
his basement.
Out of foster homes. That Tank kid out of foster homes and making millions of dollars. And that fucking loser, Luis Reyes, that called in earlier, he's like, oh, Tank only paid $1.5 million. He's a fucking promoter. That's his fucking base pay. He gets the fucking gate. Then he gets the pay-per-view money also, you fucking loser.
Tank's a millionaire, bro. Tank's a millionaire. That's why he's so sad.
That's that same, like, middle fucking, you know, like, fucking minimum wage mentality. Oh, Tank made $1.5 million. He's a promoter. He gets backhand money, you fucking loser. These Luis Reyes losers don't know anything about that. Like, Tank's front row seats were over $7,000 last night. Did you know that?
Somebody brought up a good point in the chat. Why do you take criticism of Tank so personally?
Can you tell me about that? What do you think about Tank? Dude, what do you think about Tank's
white
ticket over $7,000? What do you think about that? Can we talk about that? Little fucking 135-pounders, front row seats going for $7,000. What do you think about that? Isn't that impressive?
Let's talk about his pay-per-view sales. Let's talk about how many sales.
I mean, Eric, isn't that good for boxing? Just because you're fucking broke compared to Tank doesn't mean you have to hate on him. Isn't that impressive?
I think it's impressive that he sells out everywhere he goes. Listen, you can't. We ought to be
20,000 people in fucking Baltimore.
The promoters of the event, right here.
He was the promoter. He was the promoter. He was the promoter.
And Samson Lukowicz.
Tank
was not the promoter.
Tank was the promoter. They didn't promote anything. Tank promoted the fight.
What does that say, Eric?
Tom Brown did no promotion.
Looks like it says Tom Brown and Samson Lukowicz. Yep.
Those are the promoters on paper, you fucking loser. You don't have to fucking be bitter now. What do you have to be bitter about?
Lie number one.
Those are the promoters on paper. He said those are the promoters on paper.
Okay. Who cares about
that?
Tank
got,
is
buddy?
The only one that promoted the fight. You didn't see Tom Brown promoting the fight. Did you see Tom Brown promoting the fight anywhere? No. Tank is the one with 5 million followers.
You think
followers.
That
He's
Tank
the
sets up the venues and everything and
shit.
Gets the people there?
you think the seats were $10,000 up front row because of Tom Brown or Tank?
How promotion works?
Shut up.
Yes,
we know
how promotion works.
They
Are
get a
flat sure?
fee and Tank gets the majority of the money. Yeah,
the feeling,
we know how the promotion works.
I'm getting the feeling that you're not getting it.
You have no idea how PBC.
Jason,
what do you guys think about
Jason,
Ryan Garcia and his own
Jason,
hometown?
Jason,
what do you think
question?
About that?
Jason,
go ahead.
Can I ask you a question, Jason?
Yes.
Why are you so angry? Why are you
I'm
so
not
mad?
Angry? You just don't
matter.
Let me talk, so I got to talk over you. I got to talk over you, man. You don't fucking shut up for 1 second and let the caller speak. Come on, man. If you let me speak, I'll shut
Yawn.
Up. All right. See?
Okay.
See how easy that was? See how easy it was?
Well,
what did you think about the governor of Maryland being in his locker room, Beeb, what did you think about that?
Who
Why
cares?
Would the governor be in his locker room if his case is so fucking bad? Why would the governor of the state be there if the case is so fucking bad like your racist ass has been fucking crying about?
Yeah, well, we'll see if the case is bad or not when he gets convicted.
Well, also, can we talk about Dana White punching his wife in the head? Can we talk about Dana White punching his
horrible.
Wife in the head? Are we going to talk
That's
about that?
Horrible. We already did. Yeah, we did that earlier.
You did a video about that? Did you do a video about that?
Yeah,
did you do a video about it?
I believe he did.
I did, yeah.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
Awful.
I hope you do a roundtable about it, too. Can you do a roundtable about it, too? Can you
do
a roundtable about it, too?
First of all, You don't, first of all, donate any super chats to this channel.
None.
You're not a member of this channel.
He flashes everything else he gets.
You don't tweet.
That's why you're mad. If that's why you guys are mad at me, I'll donate some money, okay?
You don't tweet.
I'll donate.
You don't retweet the shows. You don't tweet.
I've donated $20 before. I've donated $20 before once. I'll donate it again.
Why am I going to do anything for you when you don't support this channel?
Not a thing. NBT, son.
You don't have the right to ask for things. You don't support the channel.
That's right.
All right, Jason,
you're going to get running. All right. 804, we got Corey Lee boxing.
Yeah.
804,
yo.
You're live.
Yo.
This guy doesn't support the channel, and then wants
to ask for special shows, you know.
That would be like me walking into somebody's house. Hey, man, is dinner ready? You don't live here. Get the fuck out of here. You don't live here. Right, Corey, man.
What's going on, everybody?
What's happening, man?
Living the good life.
Hey, man, I just want to talk this boxing, man. Y'all got me going in after these guys, man. but yeah, man, I want to talk, man, Rashidi Ellis. Wow, man, what an amazing fight versus Roman Villa. I didn't know a whole lot about Villa going into this fight. But it was an awesome, awesome fight. It was a back-and-forth battle from the eighth round on. I feel like Rashidi Ellis won the first, you know, seven or eight rounds. And then, you know, Roman Villa, man, I love what his coach said in the 12th and final bell. I mean, at the 12th and final round, in the corner, he was like, you know, you need a knockout now. And Roman Villa, man, he really tried to go get it, man. I mean, I just seen the determination in Villa's eyes as the fight progressed. And I seen that he was getting punched in the face, but it was not really phasing him, you know. I said on my breakdown that, you know, I feel like Villa is more of a Marcus Madonna, kind of a Lucas Matisse type of fighter, man. I mean, he's kind of seek and destroy. He'll take a couple hits to give you one good one. And I just feel like the pressure, man, really got to Rashidi Ellis in the end of that fight. But good win for Villa. Some people say that it was a robbery. You know, I feel like at the end, that 10-7 round, man, was big because some of those close rounds, you know, could have went, you know, either way, you know. Yeah, did you have anything to say about that?
I had the fight a draw. I had it a draw, Corey.
Oh, you had it a draw?
Yeah, I thought it was a draw. I don't have a problem with them winning, but I had it a draw.
Yeah, I mean, I can see a draw, you know, but I can see Rashidi Ellis, you know, maybe being a little mad, but you can't be only mad about, you know, you can't be mad with nobody but yourself, because at the end of the day, you know, you let him off the gas, and I feel like his punch output kind of stopped as much in the 10th, 11th, and 12th round. I feel like we stopped seeing as much production, and it really cost Rashidi Ellis, man. And as far as the Tank fight goes, I feel like Javante Tank Davis, you know, he did good. He definitely got jabbed. I can see what people can say that, you know, Garcia won some rounds. He definitely won some rounds. Javante Tank Davis, I feel like he's shorter, and his reach could possibly, you know, be a factor in the Ryan Garcia fight. You know, we know Ryan Garcia is dangerous from length, and, you know, Ryan Garcia has a lot of length, man, I think can give Javante Davis trouble. But the only thing is, my number one question in the Ryan Garcia versus Javante Tank Davis fight is, can Ryan Garcia take Javante Tank Davis's blows? We've already seen Javante take, you know, pretty good shots. You know, we haven't seen Ryan take too many good shots. And when he has taken a good shot, he's actually gotten dropped. So I really want to see, you know, can he take those punches?
In fairness, though, Corey, he got up and won that fight.
I'm just calling a spade, Eric. You know, I'm just calling it straight down the middle. I'm not taking sides. He got dropped.
The best heavyweight of all time, Tyson Fury, got knocked down 6 times in his career, and he's the best heavyweight of all time.
Are you guys both going for Ryan Garcia in this showdown?
No, I think Tank's going to win that fight.
I'm taking Ryan.
Oh, okay.
I think Tank will catch him. Yeah, I think
especially
Tank's
if the fight, especially if the fight ends up being in jail, I think Ryan will have the advantage.
I think Tank has the advantage because I think he would be the crowd favorite in jail.
But look, man, that's,
I'm gonna favor Ryan because Tank's not gonna have the training facilities like in jail, like Ryan will.
Yeah, but he's got a bunch of people in there. I mean, he'll find training. I'm not worried about his training in jail.
Yeah. Like Tank's going to jail, man. So I don't know.
There's a lot of tough guys in jail. I mean, he could find some training.
Show, man. I gotta go, y'all. Y'all have a great show, man.
All right, Corey. All right,
man. Make sure you visit Tank and Joe.
Evo Dave, thank you so much. He said he'll support on Jason's behalf, so that's great. Brian the Boxing Brain says, can Ryan take Tank's hardest shot? Not sure. No, he can't. Tank's got the ability to get anybody in his weight class out of there, and that includes Ryan Garcia, that includes Devin Haney or anybody else. He's got the power to get him out of there. Now, will he connect with that power against Garcia? I believe he can. I believe Garcia will be where Tank's been under the big lights a number of times. Garcia hasn't been under those big lights a number of times, and I think it's a different animal. I really do, and I think he'll be tight coming out, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it go a lot like the Luke Campbell fight, you know, for Ryan. But I think Ryan has his moments, but I think Tank ultimately will get him. But, hey, you know, it is what it is. Let's talk about the upcoming fights here. Not a whole lot here. January 13th, I believe, what is that, Friday, Beeb? In Canada, there's no TV on this. Kim Clavel versus Jessica Neri Plata. Are you serious? This is what it's come down to in January?
Do you realize, the zone has had no boxing the whole month of January? You're paying a yearly membership, and one of the months you're getting no boxing. And I think February there's no boxing too, unless there's a female card. I'm trying to remember the schedule for DAZN, because the whole month of January there's no boxing.
DAZN is you know, I tell you what, if you're paying for DAZN, in which we are, I'm not real happy. Put it that way.
Yeah, there's no fight scheduled the whole.
No, what are we paying for exactly? That stupid Akin Barak show. That show sucks too.
I can't stand that show.
I mean, I wish they would come and approach me. You know how they do those little things where somebody tweets out something stupid and they show up there at his store or at his house or something? I wish they would show up here. Trust me. January 14th, I believe it's Saturday, Verona, New York on ESPN, ESPN Plus. F.A. Ajagba versus Stephen Shaw, 10 rounds heavyweights. And that's about the only real recognizable name on there, but it is part of that ESPN card. Ajagba's good. Ajagba's really good. But, I don't know. I think there's definitely a ceiling on where he's going. Put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see here. And nothing the following week, the following week we got the Eubank Jr. versus Liam Smith fight. And then on the 28th, after next week, we got the following 2 weeks. And then the 28th, we got Arthur Beterbiev versus Anthony Yard. That's a good fight. Yeah,
I mean, I don't think Yard's going to win, but it's always fun to watch Beterbiev fight. He gives you a lot of bang for your buck. He's an exciting fighter.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, I don't think Yard wins that fight. But that being said, Arthur Beterbiev, he's getting old. You know, he's definitely getting older, and he's at the age where he steps in that ring. When he steps in that ring, you don't know if he's left it out there or not. You know what I mean? He could get old in a night. So there you go. Centurion says, Eric, no offense, but Ock from Ock and Brock would beat you up. The dude looks strong.
Centurion, did you know Eric is a brown belt in jiu-jitsu? I mean, come on. The guy rolls around on mats, man. He fucking chokes people out. You don't.
I wouldn't go as far as to call me a brown belt. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Got judo training, man.
That's right. I got that choked out by a girl over there. Crazy. That's $20 I ever spent. There you go. All right. News and rumors. Beeb, Title Town is making the move to MMA. Jake Paul is signed with PFL, and that's the Professional Fighters League. Terms of the deal were not disclosed, but PFL chairman and co-founder Don Davis told ESPN it is a multi-fight, multi-year deal. Beeb, good move, not a good move. Is he done with boxing? Is this just his next?
I mean, he'll probably do both, but, you know, obviously, no disrespect to the PFL, it's not the UFC. So I'm sure they'll match him up accordingly over there, and he'll probably get some matches. And can he wrestle a little bit? I know his brother has a wrestling background.
He can wrestle a little bit. Yeah, they're athletic. Is I don't know what, man. They're very athletic guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, he'll be okay in there, but it is a different game, man, for sure.
Different animal, bro. Definitely animal.
Yeah, you know, like, even when you box in there, you can't really box like you would normally box. You can't stand like that. You'll get taken right down. You know, if you got a Muay Thai guy in front of you, he'll eat your legs up. You know, it's difficult, you know, and a different, you know, just a different skill set altogether. And then Jesse Bam Rodriguez will meet Christian Gonzalez for the WBO's vacant flyweight title on April 8th in San Antonio. So there you go. Beeb, you like that fight? Bam Rodriguez, Christian Gonzalez?
It's okay, but Christian Gonzalez, with all due respect, not a big puncher. I think he's going to be overmatched, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I do too.
Need to be overmatched.
Bam Rodriguez is going to overmatch a lot of people in that division.
Yeah, he's a really good fighter, man.
Yeah, he really is.
I don't think you're going to get any surprises in that fight. I think Bam should cruise in that fight.
We always go back to that the book. Remember that book we did that we read, and it was it says that 90% of the fights are fixed. You know, and it's not fixed in the sense of referees or, you know, judges. It's fixed on based on promoters. You know, they've done the work. They know who's going to win the fight before the fight takes place. That seems to me like one of those fights. So there you go.
Yep.
All right, guys, that'll do it for this edition of Ringside Reporter. As always, you can catch Joe Habib on Twitter at jhabib1 and find our YouTube channel at ringsidereporterlive.com. And you can find me on Twitter at ringside73. And, guys, we will see you next week.